This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Primary election day results are in, and lots of people are watching California, where voter Matthew Balthazar says two issues are most important for him.
Crime and obviously the women's right to choose. I don't know how much we're going to be able to make an impact on that with if the Supreme Court does what it's going to, they're saying they're going to do. But whatever we can do to reinforce a woman's right to choose is very important for me.
California Governor Gavin Newsom easily won his primary race. He'll face State Senator Brian Dahl in the November general election. In the race for the next mayor of Los Angeles, Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass and billionaire Rick Caruso breeze past a large field of rivals and advance to a runoff election in November. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the January 6th committee's primetime hearing, and we're learning that a filmmaker who was following the Proud Boys will be among the first witnesses to testify. The AP's Mike Gracia.
British filmmaker Nick Quested, who was documenting the far-right extremist group Proud Boys on January 6, 2021, tells the Associated Press he will be among the first witnesses to testify at Thursday's primetime hearing before the House panel investigating the Capitol riot. Not only was Quested present for some of the most extraordinary events of that day, he also filmed then-Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio the night before, when Tarrio met with Elmer Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers extremist group. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gas is $4.95 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up 28 cents in a week. The AAA blames high demand and the rising cost of oil. An Arizona inmate convicted of killing an 8-year-old girl in 1984 is scheduled to be executed today. And in Pakistan, a speeding bus fell off a mountain road and into a ravine, killing 18 passengers, including children. This is AP News. Now to a woman who's pleaded guilty in what a prosecutor calls a first-of-its-kind case in the U.S. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
An American woman who prosecutors say led an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria pleaded guilty. Allison Fluke Ekron broke down sobbing after admitting in federal court near Washington to conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. She could face a maximum 20-year sentence. Fluke Ekron once lived in Kansas. In Syria, she trained women and young girls to use automatic rifles, grenades, and suicide belts. Some were as young as 10 or 11. According to one witness cited in court documents, Fluke Ekron spoke openly about wanting to conduct an attack in the U.S., including by parking a car loaded with explosives in a shopping mall garage. Another witness said she discussed ideas for a bomb attack on a college campus in the Midwest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.